What is this now? Who has entered my cave? A knight? Wait, they sent a single knight to take me down? The Order must be really running low on men to send to us. But something does seem off. You're short for a knight, and no armor either? You want me to reveal myself? You can shout all you want, but you can't hide the fear in your voice. How about this? I'll make this fair for you. Are you sure you want me to step into the light? You may not like what you see. You asked for it then. What's the matter, night boy? Scared? Well, that settles that. One hit. What's that look for? What did you think was going to happen? I barely had to touch you. You did most of the work yourself trying to bash that poor excuse of a shield into me. What? Are you going to seriously try again? Look, kid, you can barely hold a sword, right? At first I had a feeling, but now I see the way you hold a sword with two hands. I know what you are. You're not a knight. You're his apprentice. Whoops. Whoops. Looks like you missed badly, my boy. I hope that sword didn't belong to your master. There's no fixing that. Don't look so shocked. When will you get it through your head that I'm not the same thing as a slime, a harpy, or even a regular wolf? I'm a hellhound. You walked into my cave and triggered a trap that closed the entrance. You are trapped with a hellhound that you are slowly making more and more annoyed. If you know what's best for you, you'll kneel down at my feet and beg for mercy. Kid, please get out of that fighting stance. I really don't want you to shatter your wrists against my muscles. Kid, I would be amazed if the Order didn't spin propaganda about my kind being made to serve the gods. The gods couldn't put us down, so I highly doubt an adult who barely qualifies as grown could do it. If you haven't noticed, I didn't even technically touch you yet. Listen here, you little shit. If I wanted you dead, you would have been the second you walked through the door. You saw how hard I hit the wall when I pinned you against it. Do you really want to piss me off by continuously denying my constant stream of outs that I'm trying to give you? Get it through your head. You're stuck in here with a hellhound. You are stuck in here with a hellhound. Now be a good boy and sit after I release my grip. Good boy. All right, let me explain a couple of things to you. The Order starts rumors of strong monsters because they don't want anybody leaving the area. They wouldn't dare attack me because, firstly, I would kick their asses. But if they managed to kill me, it would show they're capable of killing strong monsters. Their people would no longer fear and spread out. The Order would lose control of their neat little area. No one is coming here. And no one cares that I have you. Unless I directly attack the town, which I'm not stupid enough to do. There's the question I was hoping you would ask. What am I going to do with you? Well, When it comes to hellhounds, we have a reputation for being ferocious creatures. This is half true. You see, the reason for our ferociousness is a burning lust combined with a desire to take a man, such as yourself, and protect and spoil him for the rest of time. You're a man, and I'm a hellhound who's very worked up and annoyed. Do they teach you sex ed at night school? Forget everything you know about sex, because I'm about to relieve so many years of desire on you. I think you can guess what's about to happen. Don't you dare fucking struggle! I'm not trying to do that, but the more you struggle, the more I'll grip your wrists. Your life as a squire is over. This is the start of your new life as my husband. Choke on my fucking tongue. I see your eyes rolling back. Are you going to come from choking on my tongue like a virgin girl? Are you not allowed to jack off in the order? I haven't even touched your cock yet. Are you whimpering already, you little slut? Wait, are those tears? Hey, human. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. You must have been so scared, huh? I was never going to hurt you. It's just how hellhound are. I can work you up to tolerating that, but I guess I can go slower. Did I hurt you at all? Okay, good. We can continue this where I sleep. There's some furs that I use as a bed. It's not much, but it probably feels better than being shoved on a cold, hard rock. Here, I'll carry you. And down you go. Much softer, right? Okay. I'll just climb over you. Human, just remember that I won't hurt you. Whatever I say is just meaningless rambling in my blind lust. It just spills out whenever I'm really turned on. So, just lie there and look cute. You'll be fine. Are you ready to be fucked by a monster, boy? Your cock is going to be plunged deep inside of me while I thrust down again and again. I will force you to come again and again. I won't stop until you're shooting dust. Did you just come from me putting you inside? You really are pent up. Don't worry, dear. I'll get all of that cum out of you. Come on. I thought you would have had more stamina. Aren't you trying to be a knight? Hmm. With that look in your eyes, I bet that any monster could have ripped off your clothes and defeated you just by licking your cock. Oh. You taste good. Just keep your mouth open. I want your moans to be loud. Gods, I just want to squeeze you tightly. This is where boys like you deserve to be. Under their strong monster wife who will love and protect them. All we need is your cum. You're coming so much that I can almost taste it. I know something that'll really blow your mind. Let me just move you to the edge of the bed, and I'll hold up your legs. And now... It's almost like I'm fucking you in missionary, isn't it? How does it feel being this deep inside of me? You can't move your legs, and you can't squirm away from me. Look at that. You came again. Good boy. It's getting so hot inside of me. I bet you're wondering why you haven't gone soft yet. The answer is simply demonic energy. It's a magic that I'm gradually giving to you the more I fuck you, slowly converting you into something like an incubus. Your stamina will increase, the amount of cum in your balls will increase. Your loads will be fucking massive. But most importantly, it makes your lifespan match mine. And as a creature made by the gods to guard hell, let's just say that you don't have to worry about not feeling my cunt on your cock. Oh, every day, every night, until time itself stops. Oh. If you ask me, this is as true as love gets. Just a monster and her husband looking at each other while in the midst of a ferocious lovemaking session. Yes, that blissful look on your face. The way your chest just heaves up and down with every thrust. Sensitivity doesn't hurt anymore, does it? Just pure pleasure, no downsides. Do you want this moment to last forever? Nod for me, honey. Good boy. Ah. I'm reaching my limit. Let's get the rest of your cum out, shall we? Come with me. Come with me right now. You did good, love. You look tired. Let me cuddle you. I love you too. Such a good boy. You'll find more love here than as a knight in the order. Just nuzzle into my chest fur, and I'll keep you warm. You're the only thing that matters to me now. My heart, no, my soul is devoted to keeping you safe and happy. I can't wait to start a family with you, my love. I'll stay with you until you fall asleep. I have to go and find that goblin who set up the trap. Then I'll hunt for food, and if all goes well, I'll be back with you in my arms before you wake up. Don't worry, dear. I'll take care of everything. Love you.